10 to get the final nine outs of this ball game. They've already got three of them coming from Dakota Crumbly. The next 0-2 to Boston. Just missing the outside corner from the southpaw, Parker Davis. It is now 1-2. Three errors between the two teams, two of them on the Rapids side, one for Lakeshore. Gaz leading off first, being held on by Halloran. 1-2, laced in the air down the left field line, and is foul. After Boston, it's Tracer Lopez and then Gabe Casso. The next 1-2. Gaz takes off for second, check swing. The appeal to the plate, no swing. Says the crew chief Clint Baxter, so it's a stolen base for Landon Gaz. Two ducks on the pond for Boston. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on the bases. Six runs so far in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Rafters. Hanging that tough and going after anything close is Trotter, the 2-2. Fouled away down the third base side. We'll see who gets the nod tomorrow night in Madison. Could have available arms for the home-and-home series, the likes of Bryson Moore and Maddox Thornton. Those being the two that threw the home-and-home with Lakeshore last weekend. The 2-2 breaking ball, check swing, peel to the field. Once again, no swing. Boston's worked the count full. It was Bryson last Saturday at home against the Chinooks and Maddox on Sunday at Copeland Park, so it could be once again having the same days of the week. Moore could be throwing on the road in Madison the exact way he opened the second half with the Rafters, and that 1-0 loss to the Mallards. The 3-2, missing downstairs for ball four. A walk drawn from Boston. The inning continues. Bases back to being full of Rafters for Tracer Lopez. 12th hitter up in the inning, and Lopez singled and scored earlier on. First pitch to Lopez, fouled back to the screen. Count begins 0-1. The 0-1. Seeing down and away, count evens a ball and a strike on the Texas Tech Red Raider. Lopez 1-for-2 in the ball game. His first at bat was a pop out to Tristan Ellis in shallow left field. The 1-1. Missing outside, two balls and a strike the count now. Lopez, the Rosebud, Texas native, playing in his 28th game as a Rafter, entering this one, 22 hits in 83 at bats, a .265 hitter back. Begin his tenure. 2-1, missing low and away. Three balls and a strike. Nowhere to put him with the bases full of Rafters. The 3-1. Lopez taps it foul down the first base side. 3-2, two outs, bases loaded. Runners will be taking off on the pitch. Lakeshore looking to end this long inning. They endured the 14-run bottom of the sixth inning on Ag Day at Witter Field. 19 was sent to the dish in that frame for Wisconsin Rapids. The 3-2. Lopez hits this in the air left field, tailing foul, and that's where it's going to end up in the Rafter bullpen. We'll do it again. Runners will head back to their bags and get back in their starting positions. For Parker Davis, now working in this inning, yet to have recorded more than one out. This will be his 28th pitch. He's already allowed a run on three hits. The payoff delivery home to Lopez. Misses low for ball four. Back-to-back walks issued, another run in to score. To second Boston, to third Gaz, touching home is Laura Doy, and it's 10-1 Wisconsin Rapids. Gabe Casso drew a six-pitch walk earlier on in the inning. He'll get a chance to reach again. 10 runs on 10 hits and 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. A run on 2 hits and an error for Lakeshore. Chance here for the Rafters to add even more to their current 7-run bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Casso, fouled back to the netting. Count begins 0-1. Prior to the walk, this inning, Casso a strikeout victim against the starter Redmond back in the second. The 0-1. Hit in the air, right field. Coming in on it, the catch made by Caleb Carl to retire the side. Had lost it on the transfer, but the field umpire Jeremy Gaskin saying he had already hauled it in. The Rafters in this inning send 13 to the plate and score 7 times. We head to the top of the fifth. It's all Wisconsin Rapids. 10-1 the score right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this north woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's a Rafter debut on the mound as we head to the top of the fifth inning. That's Seth Creasy, the right-hander from Freed-Hardeman University. Andy Ockham on WFHR. It's all Rafters here in Game 2 of this twin bill. 10-1 the score. The 1-0 from Creasy to Caleb Carl. Fouled back. Count evens 1-1. A run on 2 hits and an error for Lakeshore. 10 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Dakota Crumley through the fourth inning for the Rafters, and in his debut out of the stable for this club, a hit allowed, no runs, no walks, 2 punchouts, 22 pitches. Count now 1-2. That one swung on and missed by Carl. And Creasy throwing 41 in a third innings at Freed-Hardeman this past season, an ERA of a 6.31. The 1-2 fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again. After Carl, it's Tristan Ellis. and then Griffin Cameron. Rafters feeling the opportunity to go 3-1 in this four-game stretch over the course of 2 days. 1-2 misses downstairs, blocked by Casso, count evens. At 6.31 ERA, and a lengthy season in terms of work for Creasy. At his first outing of the campaign on February 2nd, 3 2/3 against Viterbo. The 2-2 misses downstairs, count now fully. Struck out 5, walked 2, and allowed 3 runs on 3 hits in that outing. His last appearance of the season, the 14th of May against Columbia. 2 innings, 2 hits, and 2 runs allowed. He walked a pair and struck out 3. The 3-2 to Caro, hit on the ground, foul down the third base line. Longest outing of the season, 4 innings that he worked against Campbellsville. On March 30th, at Tristan Krusenberry's school. 1 hit, 2 runs allowed in that outing. Him and Tristan were actually talking about that on the bus today. Not necessarily that was his longest outing, but the fact that they had played against one another in the spring. Next 3-2 to Carl, hit in the air, left side of the infield. Tracer Lopez calling off anyone close to make the catch for the first out of the inning. How about those Rafters sending 13 to the plate and scoring 7 times in the bottom of the fourth inning? 6 hits, they did leave the bases loaded and were able to take advantage pretty frequently. 2-run single from Aiden Teal as well. My fellow Virginia Cavalier, Walker Buchanan. Orlando Lordoy picked up his first RBI as a Rafter, bringing one home on a base hit to left field. And Gaz had an RBI base hit to right as well. First pitch swinging, Kristen Ellis dumps this one down into left field for a base hit. Cutting it off at the line, Walker trying to take second and getting in there standing is Tristan Ellis. A one-out double for the Chinook shortstop. He's 1-for-2 in the ballgame. Back to the top of the card with Griffin Cameron, who's reached in both of his plate appearances tonight. Cameron reached on an error to lead off the ball game in the top of the first, doubled back in the third. A righty-on-lefty battle, Cameron, the Kentucky Wildcat, climbing in. Creasy dealing with the runner in scoring position. The first pitch misses upstairs. Ty Wisdom to follow, then it's Brady Council. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Into the glove of Casso. Count evens at a ball and a strike. The Rafters will be top of the order in the fifth. Teal, Lloyd, and Arroyo against this Lakeshore bullpen. The 1-1 fouled away down the third baseline, count now 1-2. One and two, Creasy ahead. See what the go-away, put-away pitch is. Fastball rolled over on the ground to first glove to Arroyo. It's a foot race to the bag. Creasy and Cameron, he's able to get there in time. Advancing to third on the 3-1 put-out is Ellis. Two away here in the fifth. Ty Wisdom, the batter here, he's reached in one of his 2 trips today. Got on via in air from Chris Arroyo back in the third. Also grounded out to short in the first inning. First pitch to him, misses downstairs right through the wickets of Gabe Casso. Not too far, though. Keeping Ellis at third base, count begins at a ball and no strikes. Rafters unfortunately lost their 5-game winning streak in the opener of this doubleheader, but are looking to get back on the right track here. Done so through 4 innings. The 1-0, broken bat, fouled straight back to the netting, count evens 1-1. The Rafters can hold on. They'd improve to 14-9 in the second half and 29-27 overall. It's all about what's going on in front of them, though, too. They need some help. Obviously, you can only control the games that are in front of you, but it's important to look at what's going else around in terms of in front of you in the division as we look to Warner Park. The Madison Mallards currently in second place, not just in the second half, but overall. Top five, they lead at 5-3. And bottom five in Green Bay, Wausau leading the Rockers 4-2. The 1-1. Popped up in the air behind home plate. Costco ditching the mask. Has no idea where it is in the lighting. It'll fall right into the seats. Count now 1 and 2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner on third. 10-1 Rafters. Top five, Seth Creasy. Looking to work a scoreless first outing with the team. The right-hander set, hands just above the belt buckle, first base side of the rubber, the 1-2. Hit in the air, left center field, Teal giving chase, he's unable to get it. It is down for a base hit, Wisdom putting on the brakes around first, an RBI single with two down makes it 10-2. Brady Council, the fifth hitter in this inning, is 0-for-1 in two plate appearances. Council, a sack fly on the first, a strikeout back in the fourth. First pitch to him in there for a called strike. Count nothing and one. Back to the ground, a short. Backhand Lopez, throw to first on a hop. Dug out by Arroyo in time to retire the side. A two-out RBI single from Ty Wisdom makes it 10-2 Rafters. We head to the home half from Moonlight Grand Field. Top of the order, do it for Wisconsin.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast, for all of the things you may one day do play and laugh, do win and lose, do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is...
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Aiden Teal swinging away at the first pitch in the bottom of the fifth inning, popping it up to the left side of the infield. Catch made by the shortstop, Tristan Ellis. for the first out of this frame. 10-2 Rafters, 10 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Wisconsin Rapids, 2 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Lakeshore. Andy Ockham back here in the visiting press box for Rafters Radio, thanking you so much, as always, for spending your Friday night here with us. It's the first pitch to Ben Lloyd with one down. It's fouled back. Lloyd 0-for-2 in his 3 plate appearances today. Last time up in that 7-run 4th inning, threw a 4-pitch walk and later scored. The 0-1. Lloyd hits it in the air right center. Crashing in on it, Caleb Carl, the right fielder, to make the catch. 2 up, 2 down. Here in the home half of the 5th. Should say that was the 3rd baseman, Ty Wisdom, making the catch on Aiden Teal. It'll be Chris Arroyo now. Arroyo 2-for-3, struck out in that 4th inning, but had an RBI triple to get the scoring started for Rapids back in the 1st and singled in the 3rd. First pitch to him, still the left-hander Parker Davis on the mound. It misses downstairs. Southpaw, B lefty, 1-1. Now is the count as that one fouled back by Arroyo. Rafters just 6 outs away from getting the series victory here, winning 3 of the 4 games. Seth Creasy worked in his first inning as a Raptor in the top half of this 5th inning. It's the 1-1 check swing, fouled back by Arroyo. It's now 1-2. See if Creasy is out there again for inning 6. He threw 19 pitches in that inning. 2 hits were allowed on an earned run. No walks, no punch-outs for the Freed Hardman product. The 1-2 here. Missing upstairs on that fastball from Davis, evening the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes on the Rafter first baseman. Walker Buchanan on deck, then it's Orlando Lordoy. Looking to extend this bottom half of inning 5, the 2-2. Breaking ball, missing low and outside. Arroyo's worked a full count. 2 in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd, 7 in the 4th. For Wisconsin Rapids, the Chinooks putting up 1 in the 1st and 1 in the 5th. 3-2 on the outside corner, got him looking. Arroyo down on strikes. It is a 1-2-3 bottom half of the 5th inning for Parker Davis. We're through 5 here in Mequon. Rafters 10, Chinooks 2 on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just..."
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
2-0 the count to begin the top of inning six here for Moonlight Graham Field. Mac Mabry, the new pitcher, into the ball game for your Raptors. Andy Ockham on Raptors Radio, thanking you so much, as always, for tuning in to Game 56 of our 70-game slate this summer, whether on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. 3-0 the count on Mason Schwalbach, the leadoff hitter this inning for Lakeshore. Mabry pumping in a fastball there for a called strike. On the season, Mabry now working in his seventh ball game. His first six appearances, 1-1 record and six innings tossed. The 3-1 fastball in there on the outside corner. It's now 3-2. Mabry last worked an inning at La Crosse in the 14-2 win on Sunday. Allowed a hit and earned run while walking two and facing five. The 3-2 fastball misses upstairs for ball four. Six-pitch walk given out to Schwalbach to begin this inning. Two runs, four hits, an error for Lakeshore. 10 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for your Raptors. A 7-run bottom of the fourth inning being the highlight here tonight. Weird enough to be the home team despite not being at historic Witter Field. This game being a makeup from 13 days ago, Saturday the 13th of July, in a game that Mother Nature had other plans for. Jack Holleran out of the 5 spot, the first baseman, is 0-for-1 in his 2 plate appearances. First pitch to him, fastball missing up and in. Back on the road tomorrow at Madison, the return to Witter Field Sunday afternoon at 1:05, first pitch against those Mallards, wrapping out a home-and-home and finishing the season slate against Madison. The 1-0 delivery missing up and away. Not possible to play Madison beyond Sunday with Wausau clinching the first half. Raptors and Mallards both can't make the playoffs at the same time. 2-0 the count here on Holleran. Mabry set, he rocks and fires. Fastball driven left center field. It's down for a knock. It's going to roll out in front of the wall. Teal cutting it off on the warning track, getting the green light around third base. Is Mason Schwalbach. The cutoff throw home is not in time. It's an RBI double for Jack Holleran. Score now 10-3, Wisconsin Rapids. Billy Scaldaferri, another right-handed bat to face the southpaw from Carlsbad, New Mexico, Mac Mabry. That's Mabry's 16th earned run allowed this season. Scaldaferri has reached in both of his trips to the plate in this ballgame. Fielder's choice back in the second inning, hit by a pitch in the fourth. Long pause for Mabry. Dozen seconds on the pitch clock. The first delivery to the Chinook second baseman is called a strike. Bottom of inning six, the Raptors will bring 4-5-6 to the dish. Buchanan, Lordoy, and Gaz, after sending 13 to the plate and scoring 7 times in the fourth, they went down 1-2-3 against left-hander Parker Davis in the fifth. Mabry's 0-1. Fastball missing upstairs to even the count at a ball and a strike. Back-to-back days with an RBI for Holleran against these Raptors. Is in scoring position with nobody out. A 6:35 first pitch. The game nearly 2 hours old. Swing it away. Hit on the ground to short. Lopez gloves, and he'll throw to first easily for the first out of the inning. Advancing to third on the 6-3 put out is Holleran. It was 1 hour and 40 minutes. A 1-0 game in favor of the Chinooks to start out our doubleheader today. We will not hit that hour 40 mark in terms of completing the game here in the nightcap. Still at the bare minimum, finishing off this inning. Got to do bottom six and top seven. Left down lefty battle, the Michigan Wolverine, A.J. Garcia, takes a first pitch fastball from Mac Mabry on the inside corner for a strike. Caleb Carl's on deck, then it's Tristan Ellis. Now time call. Third base coach of the Chinooks wanting to have a quick chat with his left fielder. We look for more updates across the Northwoods League and our scoreboard this evening. Final in Battle Creek, the Battle Jacks losing at home 5-1 against the Kenosha Kingfish. 8-0 bottom nine on ESPN Plus at Turtle Creek Stadium. The Pit Spitters being shut out in their home yard against the Kalamazoo Growlers. Double-digit hits for KZU. 8 runs on 12 hits. No errors. 8-3 top eight in Indiana. The Kokomo Jackrabbits leading it at home against the Royal Oak Leprechauns. As we're back in play, an 0-1 off-speed delivery from Mabry misses the inside corner. Top seven from Wade Stadium, Minnesota Mud Puppies are ahead of the Duluth Huskies 5-3. Minnesota will be in Wisconsin Rapids the 5th and 6th Monday, Tuesday of August. The 1-1 rolled over on the ground to second base. This will score another run. And out of the glove of Lloyd, the throw to first is not in time. That one ate up Ben Lloyd, and not only do the Rafters not get the second out of the frame, another run is in to score for the Chinooks. That will go down as an E4 on Lloyd, his second error of the ball game. Some good speed on first base here for the right-handed hitting right fielder Caleb Carl. Carl 0 for 2. He flew out to left field to begin the third inning, and he popped out to short to begin the previous frame. Runner takes off on the first pitch, throw down to second, not in time. Immediately eliminating that ground ball double play is A.J. Garcia, and the delivery was a ball out of the hand of Mabry. 10-1 Wilmar at home against the Mankato Moondogs. Stingers in full control in the bottom of inning 6 from Bill Taunton Stadium. 1-0 runner takes off for third. This one misses away. Casso's throw down there is not in time. Two pitches, two stolen bags for A.J. Garcia. He's 90 feet away, and the count is 2 balls and no strikes on Caleb Carl. 3-1, top 7 at Mayo Field in Minnesota. The Waterloo Bucks on the road leading the Rochester Honkers. Honkers just have 2 hits thus far. An 8-run lead for Eau Claire at their home yard. Carson Park against the Thunder Bay Border Cats. 12-4, 12 runs, 10, 12 hits, I should say. And an error for Eau Claire. 4 runs on 4 hits, 3 errors for Thunder Bay. Count 3 balls, no strikes on the Ohio Bobcat. Caleb Carl, the 2-0 delivery, missed low in the dirt. Next delivery from Mabry misses outside for ball 4. Second walk issued from the southpaw this inning. They're on the corners with 1 out. 9 combined runs in the bottom of the 5th at Copeland Park. It's the Lacrosse Loggers 5, the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders 4. 4 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Fondy. 5 runs on 6 hits and no errors for Lacrosse. Madison has added another at home. They're in the top of inning number 6. They lead the Rockford Rivets 6-3. Madison leading by 3 despite committing 3 errors so far in the ballgame. Wausau, tight grip on a 1-run lead on the road, 5-4, top 6 at Capital Credit Union Park against the Green Bay Rockers. ESPN Plus getting the rights for that game. A final as well in the softball division. Game 2 of the doubleheader between Lacrosse and Mankato, the Steam and the Habaneros. Big victory for Mankato, 17-1 the final. First pitch to Tristan Ellis, tapped on the ground left side. Lopez gloves the flip to second in time for 1. Lloyd's throw to first, though, is not in time. It'll be a 6-4 fielder's choice, second out of the inning. Ellis aboard, another run in to score, that being A.J. Garcia touching home plate. 10-5, Ellis on first, back to the top of the order with Griffin Cameron. Griffin Cameron has reached twice in the ballgame. We're at the top of the Lakeshore order for the 4th time around. First pitch, Cameron showing bunt, makes contact, but it's foul down the third baseline. 2-2, top 5 from Joe Faber Field. The Minot Hot Tots and the St. Cloud Rocks all knotted up in a low-scoring affair thus far at Dickinson Baseball Field, home of one of the 2 new Northwoods League teams this season, the Badlands Big Sticks, 1-0 in favor of Badlands. Just 1 hit thus far for the Bismarck Larks. The 0-1. Missing the inside corner there. Count evens at a ball and a strike. 7th hitter up in the inning for Lakeshore is Griffin Cameron. Long pause for Mabry, the 1-1. Hit in the air, center field. Aiden Teal coming in on it, but it's going to dunk down well in front. Trying to go first to third, and getting in there safely is Tristan Ellis. The throw to third is backed up by Mac Mabry, advancing the extra 90. On that throw is Griffin Cameron. It's a multi-hit game for the Kentucky Wildcat, and there are runners on second and third with 2 away. Some life here at Moonlight Graham Field. They're on second and third for Ty Wisdom. Wisdom has reached in 2 of his 3 trips to the plate in this ballgame. On an error back in the 3rd and an RBI single last inning. He's the 8th hitter into the box this inning for the Lakeshore Chinooks, but it doesn't appear he'll get to face Mac Mabry. Mike Spears out to the mound, the entire infield. Mike hasn't made the motion to the Rafter bullpen yet. See if a pitching change is on tap here for Mabry, and it is. Mike getting the ball from Mac. He will exit the ball game with the bases loaded And two down here in the top of inning number six. Don't go anywhere. We'll return in just a couple of minutes from Mequon right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. Taxpayers.
Another Rafter debut. It's Kelly Crumpton, the right-hander, inserting himself into the ball game thanks to the pitching change from Mike Spears. The redshirt junior right-hander committed to Troy University from Jackson, Mississippi. Enters the ball game with the bases loaded and two outs in the top of inning number six. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio back here on WFHR in the visitor's press box at Moon Lake Graham Field. Ty Wisdom up with the bases loaded. Count 2-0. That one missing low and outside. Bases full of Chinooks. They've added three so far this inning. Should say second and third. Pardon me. Tristan Ellis on third. Griffin Cameron on second. Crumpton, the right-hander, out of the windup, donning the number 16. Rocks and fires a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. Kelly, some two-way action this past spring. Northeast Mississippi Community College, the Tigers, had 11 appearances as a pitcher, an 0-2 record with six saves. Through 11 innings, had 13.09 Ks per nine and a whip under 1.3 at 127. 2-1 fastball misses low and outside to the left-handed hitting Wisdom for ball three. As a hitter, he played in 45 games and had 134 at-bats for the Tigers this spring. An average of .246, got on base at a .366 clip and slugged .313 as the 3-2 fouled back, or should say 3-1 fouled back. It is now 3-2. Crumpton's first year, though, at Northeast Mississippi Community College. 49 games played in as a hitter, 170 at-bats. He hit .359, drove in 47 runs, but he's here as a pitcher in the Northwoods League to close out the summer. 2-2, 3-2, misses outside for ball four. Six-pitch walk to Ty Wisdom, loads the bags. It brings up the ninth hitter of the inning for Lakeshore and Brady Council. Council 0-for-2 in his three plate appearances. Council a sack fly back in the first. He struck out swinging in the fourth and grounded out to short in the fifth. Set is Crumpton, the first pitch. Misses downstairs, blocked by Casso. Count begins, one ball, no strikes. Five runs, six hits, and an error for Lakeshore. 10 runs, 10 hits, three errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Crumpton, the fifth different pitcher used for the Rafters here tonight. The 1-0, hit on a line that's past the outstretched glove of Trotter Boston into left field. Two runs are going to score, and the Chinooks have cut it to just a three-run deficit. 10-7 on the two-run single from Brady Council. To second goes Wisdom in to score. Griffin Cameron and Tristan Ellis. They have hit a round in this frame. Mason Schwalbach, the batter, led off with a six-pitch walk and later scored. He's the tying run in the box right now. Five runs in this inning for the Chinooks. The first pitch to him. This is outside for ball one. Difficult situations here for this bullpen. Brandon Scott, one hit ball through three innings here tonight. He was fantastic to start things off. Even saw Dakota Crumbly out of the Rafter stable, a scoreless fourth inning in relief. Count now 2-0, that one missing outside. Seth Creasy allowed a run back in the top of the fifth. So far now a six-run frame on the Rapids pitching staff. 2-0 fouled away, count now 2-1. Two and one the count. Schwalbach already has a hit in this ball game. That came in the fourth. The 2-1 misses up and away for ball three. Over 2 hours into this one. Sun has gone down. We're under the lights. A beautiful night for baseball here on the campus of Concordia, Wisconsin. The 3-1. This is low and inside for ball four. Couple of walks here for Schwalbach in this top of the sixth inning. The bases are full of Chinooks once again for Jack Holleran. Holleran, an RBI double, is the second hitter up in this frame. Still two down. Right in, ready battle. First pitch break ball to Holleran. Misses low and kicks away from the catcher, Casso. One run is in to score. They're on second and third. The tying run is just 180 feet away. Six runs in this inning for Lakeshore. Base hit from Holleran could tie up the ball game. Able to make contact with that one. Swung on and missed into the glove of Casso. It's 1-1. The 1-1. Off speed. Perfectly paced by Crumpton right down the heart of the plate. Count now 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners on second and third. Rafters just lead it by a pair. The payoff from the right-hander. Fastball hit in the air, left center field, well struck. Teal and Buchanan back in the gap. This one is going to get down. We have a tie ball game here at Moonlight Graham Field. Second double of the inning for Jack Holleran. It is 10-all. Chinooks have come all the way back here in game two of this twin bill. And the batter is Billy Scaldiferi. Scaldiferi ground out to short earlier on in the frame. First pitch swinging, fouls it away down the first baseline. Won the count. Crumpton set the next delivery. Off speed missing out in the left-handed batter's box. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Crumpton to throw his 20th pitch of the inning here. Mac Mabry, his line is complete, two-thirds of an inning, 22 pitches thrown, 5 runs allowed, 4 of which were earned on 2 hits and 2 walks. No strikeouts for the left-hander. The 1-1 foul tip into the glove of Casso, count now a ball and 2 strikes. The 1-2 swung on and missed. Scaldiferri down on strikes, but this game is tied. 8 runs. A dozen sent to the plate here in this top of the 6th inning for Lakeshore. We head to the home half. 4-5-6 due up for the Rafters right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this, if this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about
milk
that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher in the ballgame for Lakeshore. Bottom six, it's the right-hander Noah Mulsaw. We are tied at 10 at Moonlight Graham Field. Rafters led it 10-1 at one point in this ballgame. An 8-run top of the sixth, though, has knotted us up at 10 apiece. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio on WFHR. Walker Buchanan leading off this inning, and the count is 1-1 on the Virginia Cavalier. Buchanan takes the 1-1 down to the dirt. Count now 2 balls and a strike. Walker in the ballgame. Has driven in 3 runs. An RBI ground out in the first, had a 2-run single back in the fourth. The 2-1 delivery. In on the hands, misses inside. Count now 3-1. The 3-1 delivery home here from the new pitcher in the ballgame, Noah Mulsaw. Called a strike right down the middle. It's 3-2. Madison College product, the 6-foot freshman's from Franklin. It's in a high-leverage situation late. The 3-2. Broken bat. Saw it on the ground to short, charging in. And gloving to first in time. That is Tristan Ellis. 6-3 put out of Buchanan is the first out of the frame. Orlando Lordoy picked up his first RBI as a Rafter back in the fourth inning. Later came around to score. Dan Lefty battled the first delivery to the Faulkner product, and there for a called strike. An inning in two-thirds for Parker Davis, the left-hander allowed two earned runs on three hits, walked two, and punched out a pair on 39 pitches. The 0-1 misses down in the dirt to even the count. Rafters had their big inning, 7 in the fourth. Chinooks won up them with 8 in the sixth. The big hitter in the inning, Jack Halloran. Lordoy fouling the 1-1 away down the left field line. RBI double in his first at-bat, and Halloran later scored, had a two-run double to tie the ball game his second time up. The 1-2. Breaking ball misses outside. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Count even the payoff. Fouled off by Lordoy down the third base side. Orlando in his first at-bat popped out to short to end the first. Second time up in the third, he grounded out to second. The 2-2 again. Hit in the air, left field line, hanging tough as Lordoy fighting off anything close. Rafters have used 5 arms here in Game 2. Scott, Crumbly, Creasy, Mabry, and Crumpton. Kelly Crumpton picking up the final out in that top of the sixth. The 2-2 hit in the air left center. Garcia and Cameron in the gap. It is A.J. Garcia, the left fielder, making the catch. 2 up, 2 down for Molsoff here in the sixth. It'll be up to Landon Gaz to try and extend the bottom of inning 6. Multi-hit game for the UC Irvine Antlioner. He doubled and scored to lead off the second. Had an RBI single in that 7-run fourth inning. It's the first pitch on the ground over to third. Ty Wisdom gloves, loses it at his feet. The throw to first base, though, is dug out in time by Halloran to retire the side. Rafters go down 1-2-3 after allowing 8 runs in the top of inning 6. We are through 6 in this 7-inning ball game. From Moonlight Graham Field, the Chinooks 10, the Rafters 10, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Another new pitcher into the ballgame for the Rafters. 10-10 the score. Top seven from Moonlight Graham Field. It's the right-hander from Denton, Texas, and Colorado State Pueblo, Nick Perry. Andy Ockham on WFHR, thanking you so much for spending your Friday night here with us. What a back-and-forth roller coaster of a game we have had. 10 runs on 8 hits and an error for Lakeshore. 10 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for the Rafters. It was 10-1 Wisconsin Rapids after the fourth. Rafters played at 7 in the home half. His count is 1-1 on A.J. Garcia. 7-8-9, 2 up in this frame for the Chinooks. 8 runs, though, in the top of the 6th off the Rafter bullpen for this Lakeshore lineup has tied us up at 10-all. Fouling away the 1-1 is Garcia. Count now 1-2. Garcia in the ballgame reached on an error in the last inning by Ben Lloyd, the Rafters second baseman, and later scored. 0-2 prior to that. 1-2 to the count. Perry in his 12th appearance of the season brings the 1-2 home. That misses upstairs. Count evens. Last time out. At home against La Crosse in that 6-3 win on Saturday. Got the save throwing the ninth inning, facing one over the minimum and walking one. No hits or runs allowed, no punch-outs for the right-hander. The 2-2. Breaking ball, got him looking a beauty. Perry throws him a chair, it's the first out of the frame. Kelly Crumpton gets the final out in the sixth, and that's all he throws in his Rafter debut. 2 hits. 3 earned runs, 2 walks, a punch-out on 21 tosses. Caleb Carl, 0-2. 3 plate appearances tonight, drew a 4-pitch walk back in the 6th. First pitch from Perry to him. Goes breaking ball, and it misses outside. Tristan Ellis, the shortstop, is on deck, top of the order with Griffin Cameron to follow. The Rafters can hold on and keep this game tied in the top half. They have a chance to walk it off on an opponent's ballpark in the bottom half. The 1-0 misses downstairs. Count 2 balls, no strikes. Perry's set. 8 on the pitch clock, the 2-0. Fastball up top and on the outer edge. That catches the corner for a called strike. Good spot for Perry to enter with the bottom third of the Chinook order. The 2-1. Fastball missing downstairs. 3 balls and a strike here on the Chinook right fielder. We get to the home half of the 7th. It's also the bottom 3 for Wisconsin Rapids. Boston, Lopez, and Casso. Would be something if extra innings came into play in a 7-inning ball game tonight. 3-1 fastball, blooped in the air, right field. Lordoy coming in on it, leaving his feet. He can't make the catch, and it gets behind him. Carl getting the wave to third on the ball that got by Lordoy. He'll get in safely. Lordoy didn't touch it, so it should go down as a one-out triple. For Caleb Carl, potential go-ahead run for Lakeshore just 90 feet away. Tristan Ellis, a chance to play hero for the time being for Lakeshore. He doubled and scored back in the 5th and scored after reaching on a 6-4 fielder's choice in that 8-run 6th frame. Infield in for the Rafters. Pitch to Ellis, swung on and missed. Fastball out of the hand of Perry. It's 0-1. Boston and Lopez on the left side. Lloyd and Arroyo on the right side of the infield. Top of the order on deck with Griffin Cameron. He has a multi-hit game. 0-1. Fastball missing the inside corner to even the count at a ball and a strike. Perry peers in. A big spot here for the right-hander. Going to keep this game tied at 10 apiece. The 1-1. Missing low and inside. 2 balls and a strike. The count on the Chinook shortstop.